Okay, we are on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, and the Gemara has differentiated that at this point, the reason the Mishnah in Gittin can say a case of Suffolk Gerishin the same way we have in our Mishnah Suffolk Kedushin, a Suffolk Karev Law, Suffolk Karev Law, is because the Mishnah in Gerishin, the Mishnah in Gittin is talking about Trey Utrey, two Adam that say Karev Law, and two Adam that say Karev Law, here's the test. Two Adam the same car of law, and two Adam the same car of law. And therefore, it's a Sveika Deraisa, and we explained that Sveika Deraisa means you cannot use Chazakah. And Rabbi Chivager explained that the reason you cannot use Chazakah is because the Gemara holds Sveika Deraisa, which means that whenever you have the Chazakah works as a logical approach, Birur, it's somewhat of a Birur, again, not a great Birur, it just says logic indicates things didn't change. That's the Havamina again. Sveika Deraisa, and therefore, any birur is not as good as two Adam, because you just add it to the other two Adam. Two against four is the same as two against two. So therefore, when you have two Adam on one side and two Adam on the other side, you cannot employ chazaka. And therefore, there is no cheskes liyavam. Heter lushuk. There's no cheskes heter lushuk, because you can't use that. And therefore, it's a good case of chalatas v'loy misyavemes. Whereas, in a case of, in our Mishnah, when it's only one aid against one aid, so there you can use chazaka as a birur because one aid is not enough, and therefore you use chazaka, and since there's a chazaka of cheskes heter lushuk, we don't want to say chaletzes, because if you say chaletzes, you might say misyavemes, and that would be a major problem, so therefore they did not put chalitza in. That's where we left it off at the end of last week, and we're going to start from Umimai, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Frek the Gemara. Umimai de masnisin de hocha bekatachas. How do I know that the Mishnah here is not talking two against two? Right? You're assuming that the reason the Mishnah didn't say the case here, because it's not two against two. Well, you could have said the case with two against two. That the Gemara dumya de kedushin, because in our Mishnah we're making an analogy between Suffolk Kedushin and Suffolk Gerishin. In the case of Suffolk Kedushin, is one eight says it was a Kedushin, and one eight says it wasn't a Kedushin. So if it would say the same case by Gerishin, it would have to be one against one. And then Chazaka would come into play. Ma Kedushin Bekatachas, one group that splits one against one. Am Gerishin Bekatachas. Gerishin is also Bekatachas, Rashi, first wide line. Av Gerishin Bekatachas Kleimar, it doesn't say Gerishin. But I have the Tummy Lahu, if it would have said it, it would have been one group. Dal Korkov have a Matuk Madumi the Kedushin. We would have set it up in the similar case of Kedushin. Shemhachi Loi Tummy Lahu, therefore it doesn't say the case of Karav Loi, Karav Loi by Gerishin. Because following our Mishnah's Kedushin, which is one group split into two, one against one, it would have been the same by Gerishin, and that would have made a problem. So therefore we didn't say that case. How do you know that by Kedushin it's talking about one against one? Maybe the case of Kedushin is one pair says Karav Lo and one pair says Karav Loi, and Allah is Chaletz Loi Misavemes. Now the Gemara says something here, a very difficult Havamina, very difficult answer. Remember, she has a cheskes yavam. Before the kedushin, she was married to the person, and there was no erva. Now he made a suffik kedushin to an erva, to suffik. The kazaka says that she's mutter to yavam. So therefore, if it would be two against two, we wouldn't interfere with the yibam. We would say do yibam, which is a very shver havamina. We just said, say, trade, take it to right, so you can't use Chazak, affect the Gemara. The Adam that says it was a Kedushin, and you want to allow Yibum? Doesn't make any sense. Why can't it be by two Adam against two Adam? If it's two Adam against two Adam, we can't use Chazaka. Adarabba, it would be beautiful. Why are you saying that the case of Kiddushin has to be one aid against one aid? The suum furthermore, and anyway, your answer before that by tray or tray, you can't use chazaka, it's not true. We use chazaka by tray or tray. Midrabanan, we're machmer. But midaraisa, we use chazaka. And therefore, midaraisa, it will be a suffix garrison. If he would do yibum, I mean, if we would, requiring chalitza would be rabbinic, and set up, they might do yibum, we'd never do it. Meaning the answer you gave, that there's a difference between two and two and one is not true. We don't say chazak is a bearer. Chazak is a din. And if chazak is a din, it works whether it's one against one or two against two. So the Gemara is hitting this answer from two angles. Number one is, you said our Mishnah has to be talking about one pair, one against one. And the basis of that was the Kiddushin has to be one against one. Why? Why does Kiddushin have to be one against one? Why can't Kiddushin be two against two? And then say the case of Garrison with two against two. And second of all, the whole answer is wrong. The whole answer was that when it's two against two, we can't use Chazaka. Because it's a beer. It's not true. I'm going to prove to you that you can use Chazaka even when it's two against two. Rashi. Hachi Gassina. Rashi brings our Gersa. B'kiddushin gufayi b'maydeh b'katachas. Duma b'shtei kitei edem. Maybe it's two pairs of edem. I b'shtei kitei edem t'syabim tziras avayim b'katachlum. So the Gemara answers, if it was two pairs of edem, we would let her have yibum because of chazaka. And the Gemara comes right back. Kaimi edem v'ami karav la. V'atam b'tisyabim b'yim b'katachlum. And you're saying that you can do yibum? V'su b'shtei kitei edem nami shtreki drabanan hu. That means a tray of tray, uki tray, labadi tray, and we put on chazaka. Gahaki perushai, and this is the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara's answer is that had been two pair of edim by kedushin, we wouldn't say she can't have ibum. El tisyabim ve'makachlum, we would let her have ibum. The ukma chazaka, the mutaris liyabim, we would leave her on the chazaka that she's permissible to the yabim. Bachinon kaim be'edim. Didn't you just get finished saying that when there's two pairs of Adam, I don't use Chazaka? And Bechlau, the answer is wrong. We should have left it on Chazaka, even thinking Katakrini, the Amri Karavloi. But my Kanika lets us. Meaning your answer was that by two pairs of Adam, I don't can't do Chazaka? What? I'm sorry?
Where is that?
One second, let me just go to the Shiloh. Yeah, I'm sorry. She was married, the guy was married to an erva and to this lady. He did a suffolk garrison to the erva. Before he did the suffolk garrison, this lady and her husband died, would have gone out without yibum and without chalitza. That's heter l'shuk.
On a potential? One second.
Exactly. Had he died on Thursday, before he did the suffolk garrison, she would have been mutter l'shuk.
That's called chazaka.
Right. The garrison gufayu. I forgot the karma. Right. Keep it in contact by my critical letters. That's shot in the Gemara. Now, there's a problem with this shot in the Gemara, and the problem with this shot in the Gemara is that the Gemara has a havamina that by suffic kedushin I would allow yibum. Like, and the Gemara comes right back and says it's impossible. Like the havamina is a very shvera havamina. The Istam of Farshi Hachi, there were some would have said a different shot. That shot is as follows. That the Gemara's answer was, Ibishtei kiteyedim, meaning it's going, let me explain. Let me explain what's happening here. Rashi's first shot, which is the way Rashi likes. Rashi's second shot, I'm sorry, I don't know why in the world I have this now. Rashi's second shot is that that a different shot. Let me explain.
You
read
the case.
Sorry, just a shaila negei lamaisa and the. Okay, let me explain. I'm sorry for this. Okay, let me explain. The Gemara said before, and this is the basis of understanding this Gemara. The Gemara said before that when you have a Suffolk Kedushin, Suffolk Karavloi, Suffolk Karavloi, right? Really, she has a Chazakah, forget to wait him now. Really, she has a Chazakah of Hetel Lashuk. I'm sorry, of Hetel Yavam. Shimon is married to a woman. Shimon does a Suffolk Kedushin to an erva of Reuven's, to Reuven's daughter. Right. Shimon does a Suffolk Kedushin to Reuven's daughter. Then Shimon dies. Now, had the Kedushin been a Kedushin, then there's no Chalitza and Yibum to the other woman either. She's a Tzaris erva. If the Kedushin is not a Kedushin, then Reuven can do Yibum to the other woman. His daughter is not married to Shimon. Chazakah says, before yesterday, before he did this Suffolk Kedushin, this woman was waiting for Yibum, was eligible for Yibum. She was married to Shimon. She was the only wife of Shimon's. Had Shimon died at that moment, Reuven would have had a mitzvah Yibum. Suffolk Kedushin created a doubt. Chazakah says, when in doubt, leave as is. She's mutter to Yibum. Came along to Rabbanan and were machmer, and they said, don't do Yibum. Do chalitza. Brek the Gemara, but every time you do chalitza, you might end up doing yibum. There's a fear that if you tell a guy to do chalitza, he might do yibum. Talk to Gemara, so he will do yibum. Biblically, that's what he's allowed to do. So therefore, it doesn't bother us. One second. She has a chazakah. Chazakah says that she's mutter to the yavam. And therefore, biblically speaking, she's allowed to have yibum. Now, Rabbanan were machmer, and they said, don't do Yibum. But every time you're machmer, you run the risk that somebody will go do Yibum. So she will do Yibum. It won't be terrible. That's what we said last week. But by Suffolk Gerushin, that was a problem. Because her chazaka was that she doesn't get Yibum and Chalitza. She was a Tzaris Erva. Maybe it was a get, and she became a non-Tzaris Erva. Maybe it wasn't a get, and she's still a Tzaris Erva. So the chazaka says, she's not allowed to have Yibum. Biblically, she has a chazakah of being an Eishes Ach without the mitzvah of Yibum. So now if we would say, do chalitza, he might end up doing Yibum, and that would be a biblical answer. So we can't tell him to do chalitza. That's what we said last week. We asked the kasha from a Mishnah in Gittin, where the Mishnah in Gittin did say a case of Suffolk Get, and did say chalitza. And we answered, there it's trey or trey. And since it's trey or trey, we have no option. We have to require chalitza. But you can't put chazaka because it's trey or trey. So you have no option. You have to have chalitza. It's a suffix. The right say you can't get out of it. Our Mishnah is one against one. Therefore, our Mishnah, there's a fear that if we tell him to do chalitza, he might do yibum, and that would be a biblical answer. So we don't do chalitza. That's what we answered last week. Rek the Gemara. By Kedushin, why can't it be a case of 2x2 in the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, according to the first shot in Rashi, because if it would be 2 against 2, we would allow Yibum. Because we would say, Chazaka. Rek the Gemara, you just got finished telling me that you don't say Chazaka when it's 2 against 2. How could you allow Yibum? And furthermore, we don't say trey and trey is a strike in the raisa to begin with, so your whole answer is wrong. That's the first shot in the Gemara that Rashi learns. The problem with this shot in the Gemara is that the Gemara is entertaining a havamina that makes no sense. That we would allow Yibum by trey or trey when you just got finished saying that it's strike in the raisa, that we don't rely on chazaka, and that's which is what the Gemara comes right back with. So what kind of havamina was that? That's the problem with that pshat. But that's the pshat that Rashi learns in our Gemara. Some wanted to learn a different pshat in our Gemara. But the Gemara was saying that the answer is that the reason our Mishnah can't be talking about Suffolk Kedushin, because we said before that by Suffolk Kedushin it wouldn't bother us if you had Yibum, because Chazaka allowed Yibum, so we can require Chalitza without Yibum. So the Gemara's question was, is the Mefarshi Hachi, Ibishtei Kiteyedim, Mihavar Mina Le'el B'Safek Kedushin T'Syam Vei B'Kachlum? Would we have said, she gets Chalitza, and don't worry if he does Yibum, because anyway there's a Chazaka? Kaimi Yedim V'Ami Karav Lo Mekadashas, V'Nathas Rishayin Atzaras Erva, V'At Amet T'Syabim? Meaning the Kashas of the Gemara before, that it can't be talking about two pairs of Edom, because with two pairs of Edom, we would have never been able to say, let her have Chalitza, and if he does Yibum, it's not terrible. It would have been terrible. Because there's two Edom against it, there's no Chazaka. Elevada bekat achas. The only reason we can allow Chalitza is because it's one pair. The Amakar of Law, I mean, Uki Tarachas Kasa, the Sharia Liyabah. The Gemara wants to say that if it would be two against two by Kedushin, we would have no Chalitza and no Yibum. We would make this woman stay Asr La'ilam. Because if she does Chalitza, he might come to do Yibum. How can we let him do Yibum? It's Trey and Trey. The Gemara is saying Chalitza, but no Yibum. But every time you have Chalitza, you have a fear that the guy will do Yibum. If he does Yibum, and it's two against two, there's no Chazaka, that means he might be living with a Tzara Zerva. But we're afraid he might. So we would say, no Chalitza, no Yibum. Just stay us for the rest of your life. That's the Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara's Havamina is that you couldn't say that the case in a Mishnah is two and two, because if the case of the Mishnah were two and two, we wouldn't allow Chalitza. Because if you allow Chalitza, you take the chance of Yibum. And Yibum can't happen, because there's no Chazaka.
And if you stay out for your whole life, maybe she'll go and live with somebody.
That's not Karis. Zotrachi v'kak shemati v'kashi v'enei. Because you're proving it from something you made up. The fear of Yibum was we made it up. It wasn't in the Mishnah. That was your own shot that we're afraid if you do Chalitza, you do Yibum. But that wasn't in the Mishnah. So based on your shot, you're asking a kasha. You can't ask a kasha based on your shot. Fine. So Rashi sticks to his first shot, and we'll move on. The Gemara now goes out to prove the Trey of Trey is a Sveikin Drabonon. The Trey of Trey is not, you do say Chazaka. Where do we prove it from? From the following story. There was the property of Mr. Barshacha. Barshacha was sometimes he was healthy, and sometimes he was mentally deranged. Itim Cholim, Itim Shaita. His name was Barshacha for a reason. But he was sometimes healthy and sometimes not healthy. He inherited land. And he went and sold it. Now, if he sold it when he was healthy, it's a valid sale. If he sold it when he was deranged, not a valid sale. So, Asu Trey Beitrey, the army Kishukholims of him. Two people came in and said, the sale took place when he was healthy. Asu Beitrey, the army Kishukholims of him. And two people came in and said, he was deranged when he sold it. Trey, who Trey? The Amar Avashi, Uki Trey Lahadi Trey, put two against two. The Ara Ukma Becheskes Barshacha, leave the land where it was. The last known owner of the land was Barshacha. He inherited it. Even if he's a Shaitik, he inherited it, right? Here is a Chazaka when there's two and two. We don't say it's two against two, and therefore pull out, kol dalam gvar, let him fight it out. We don't say that. We say there's a chazaka. But if you hold trade in the right, so how could you have a chazaka? You don't use chazaka when it's trade. It's a raya. The chazaka is not a beer. Chazaka is what you do when you don't know. So if that's the case, even by trade, we would use chazaka. So why can't our Mishnah say the case of Gersh? We answered because our Mishnah is talking about one and one. But that Mishnah Gittin is 2 and 2. Well, 2 and 2 has the same chazaka as 1 and 1. And obviously the Mishnah says the case.
It's fair on the Mishnah
Gittin. It's not fair on our answer. We answered that you can't have the case of one against one because you would put a chazaka and we wouldn't require chalitza because it might come to Yibum. That was our own svara that we made up. We see that the case of Mishnah Gittin says it and they're not afraid it's going to come to Yibum. And don't tell me over there there's no chazaka because over there is the same chazaka. Teretz says, we still are machmir to have chalitza. So why didn't our Mishnah say it? The answer we gave, that the fear if you give chalitza you might give yibum, is not true because the Mishnah in Gittin's not afraid of that, and there's the same chazaka there.
Rabbi Shimon's not afraid of it also in our Gemara.
Again, we're not talking about Rabbi Shimon now. And for the Gemara, Elam Rabbaya Yagad Alufreya. So Rabbaya says the whole question was misunderstood, was wrong. When the Mishnah said Safek Kedushin in one case and Safek Gerush in the other case, the Mishnah meant you can apply either across the board. Each one's friend says about it. We tell me the case of Safek Kedushin and that could be the case of Safek Gerush. We tell you new cases by Safek Gerush and you can use that by Kedushin. By Kedushin Shtar. By Kedushin Shtar, you make a Kedushin with a Shtar. It could be he wrote it with his own handwriting without Adam. Those three cases that the Mishnah said is a biblical get, but not rabbinic, could be the same case by Kedushin. And the case of Safek Karav Law, which the Mishnah wrote by Kedushin, could be the same by Gerushin.
Interchangeable.
Yagid Olav Reye, how does he translate it? His friend tells us?
One shed lights on the other.
Tana be Kedushin, but was in the Gerushin. Tana be Gerushin, but was in the Kedushin. Gotcha. Tana b'kedushin safek karav loy b'vadin b'gerushin, v'tana b'gerushin kasev k'sav yaday b'vadin l'kedushin. Amalei Rava, so Rava says to Abaya, I yagad alav reyu ma'u zeu d'ktani. You notice the Mishnah, it said in the Mishnah, zeu safek gerushin, zeu safek kedushin. Zeu is an exclusion. What do you mean? Zell suffer kedushin, mashma not the other case.
No.
Zell suffer gerushin seems to mashma not the other case. To you, it's interchangeable. So what's zell suffer kedushin? What's zell suffer gerushin? Zok to Gemara, El Amar Rava, Kol she yesh be kedushin, yesh be gerushin. But yesh be gerushin, mashayim be kedushin. Whatever is by kedushin can be applied to gerushin. Suffer karav loy. It's a Suffolk Kedushin, it's a Suffolk Gerushin. But the ones we wrote by Gerushin, at least one of them, does not apply to Kedushin. It's only Halacha by Gerushin, and by Kedushin, it would not be any problem. It would not even be Pasim Adrabana. And therefore, it wrote Zehu by Gerushin to exclude Kedushin. Right? Sorry, Zehu by Kedushin is to exclude one of the cases of Gerushin. And once it said Zel by Kedushin, it said Zel by Gerushin. But really, the Zel by Gerushin is Lav Dafka. There's other cases of Suffolk Gerushin. Karav Loy. But by Kedushin, it wanted to exclude, of the three cases we're going to bring by Gerushin, one doesn't apply to Kedushin. So we wanted to say, this is the Kedushin one, not all the others of later, of Gerushin. Don't cross-apply all three. So when you said the word Zehu, to exclude one of them.
We'll see in a second.
But Mashayin Kane, the Zehu by Gerushin is Lav Dafka. It just wants its style, we put it in. But Enoch Inami doesn't exclude anything.
All four apply by Gerushin?
All four apply by Gerushin, and three of the four apply by Kedushin. Yes, Dr. Harris, what was your question? Now, why? So which one is it coming to? I'm sorry. Zeh begerishin lav davka. Shem the tanu zeh bekedushin tani nami zeh begerishin. Frak the gemara zeh the kedushin lemute mai. So which one is being excluded? Lemute zman, the lack of a kedushin. One of the three by garishin was you wrote a get without a time, which is rabbinically a non-valid get, biblically a valid get. By kedushin, it would even be a rabbinic kedushin. It would not be a problem. They did not make you write zman by kedushin. The takana of putting a date was only made on a get, was not made on a kedushin. Now, the truth is, biblically, you don't need a date. A cipher can write, Reuven is divorced in Charinza, signed by two Adam, Reuven hands it over, she's divorced. What difference does it make if it has a date or not to get? She has it in her hand, she'll prove she's divorced. Rabbanim made her write a get, and we'll find out why in a moment. They made him write a date. That takana was only made by Gerishin, was not made by Kedushin. And we'll find out why in a moment. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Tana Gerishin, Kasim, Ksavya, Koshi Yash, Kedushin, Yash, Begerishin, Yash, Begerishin, Meshank, and Kedushin. The Zel the Gerishin, Lav Davka. And Zel the Gerishin is Lav Davka. Mishim, the Tani Zel, but Kedushin. Tani Nami Zel, but Gerishin. Koshi Yash, but Kedushin. The gun. Suffolk Har of Light. Havi Nami Suffolk, but Gerishin. But Yash, but Gerishin, ain't Suffolk Linya Kedushin, Kagun Zaman. The case when there's no date. Because Mepharish Lekabun, the Bishtar Kedushin, Kagun Mekadish Bishtar, Lay Tiknu Zaman. By Mekadish Bishtar, they didn't make a Zaman. But Zel the Gerishin, Lav Davka. The Mashmoi, because if you read it, it seems Zeld have a suffic adherish and have a suffic karavloi have a suffic adherish, right? Had you said it's Zavka, it would have been excluding the case of karavloi and karavla. But now we're saying it's not. But I did the tani Zeb and Kedushin to Zavka, Zehu. By Kedushin, it's Zavka. The Kamashmul and Zeb Karahu, the Shayah, but Kedushin have a suffic Zman, the Shayah, comes to exclude the case of no Zman. So once it said it by Kedushin, it says it by Gerishin. But by Gerishin, it's not excluding anything. All four apply by Gerishin. And ain't a kinami. In the case of Karavloi, Karavla by Gerishin, we would say Chalitza and no Yibam. Ain't a kinami. And we don't have a fear that if we say Chalitza, we'll come to do Yibam. That answer is out the window. We're not going with that. Ain't a kinami, Suffolk Karavloi, Suffolk Karavla by Gerishin, like the Mishnah says in Gittin, Chalitza's. One pair of Adam, two pairs of Adam, makes absolutely no difference. The halacha would be chaletzes, v'leimit shavemes. The answer we gave, that if you do chalitza, you might come to do yibum, gone, out of here. Correct the Gemara.
Could the kid
have
a
bubble
or something, or he was dead before?
Let's see the Gemara. Let's give the Gemara a chance. Correct the Gemara, my mildly taking the So let's first understand why they made Zman by Gerishin. Why was it necessary for Chachamim to institute that a get needs a date? Why do we need it? You have a get, she has it in her hand, she can prove she's divorced. What difference does it make to me when she got divorced? So the Gemara in Gittin brings two reasons. Number one is because he loses the right to eat her fruit from the day the get is written. So by putting a date, it protects her. Because if he writes a get on Aleph Nisan and doesn't give it to her to Aleph Sivan, the minute he wrote the get, he wrote a get to his wife on Aleph Nisan. He had a cipher write it. And the date says Aleph Nisan. And he doesn't give it to her for another 2 months. He really loses her right to her payrus from the moment he wrote the get. That's the halach. If it has no date, we'll never know. He'll keep on eating Paris till he gives it to her. But really, he lost the right from when he wrote it. Therefore, we insist on a date. That way she'll be able to prove when that date was written. And from then on, she's entitled to the fruit. And he won't be able to eat all the produce he took. He would have to repay her. That's one of the reasons the Gemara gives why we need a date for a get. It's to protect her. To protect her from the loss of her produce. That's reason number one the Gemara gives. Well, the minute he writes a get, he loses it. That's what this man the Amar holds. He has to know that. Now, the other man the Amar says a totally different reason. What happens is, a guy's wife is Mizana. But she's related to him. She's his niece. He's not happy with her. She was Mazana while she's married to him. But he doesn't want her killed. She's his relative. So what he'll do is he'll give her a get. And it won't have a date. And when the Edom come in and say she was Mazana, she'll pull out the get. She'll say, I was divorced when I was Mazana. And there won't be any way for us to prove when the get was given. She has a get, it has no date. She can claim, oh, I got divorced 6 months ago. I was Mazana after I got divorced. Look, I have a get. By putting a date on, that eliminates that possibility. He can't give her a get that she'll be able to predate. Adam will never allow a get to be predated. And therefore, it'll make sure that he can't cover for his relative who's Mazana. And the truth is, it doesn't have to be a relative. It could be his wife. He doesn't want her killed. He doesn't want her to be his wife because she was Mazana, but at the same time, he's not ready to get her killed. So there's two reasons why we need a date in the get. Now, let's go to Kedushin. The Peri is not Negeya because he doesn't get her Peri at Kedushin. There's no reason for us to have a date so he should be able to get the Peris from that date. He doesn't get the Peris from the date of the Kedushin. He gets the date from the Nesuin. So therefore, date makes no difference by Kedushin. There's no benefit to having a date. He writes a star, Hariat Mukadeshus Lee. It's signed by two Adam. He hands it to her. She's Mukadeshus. It makes no difference to us as far as financial things when she became Kedushin. So there's no reason to have a date. Stop the Gemara. Hanicha l'man d'amar mishum peri. The man d'amar that says that the purpose of the get was to protect her produce. When he writes a get, Arusa left la peri. It's not Negeya. Arusa has no peri. Right? So therefore, there was no reason for us to make Zman. Zman is to protect financial considerations. There are no financial considerations with Kedushin. So why should we put a date in? What difference does it make? She has it. She's Mugadashin. Rashi. Zog Rashi. Hanichu l'man d'amar. Bebitin l'perik ha'get. In the second perik of get. Gittin. It says, Neima tiknu chachamim zman begittin. Bittin pishum peri. When can she get back the produce that he used from her nixemilug? The ksavar, mishas shenasan ena baligarsha shuvain lebay lebal peris. The minute he decides to divorce her, which is writing the get, he loses his peris. So he loses it from the time he writes the get. To protect her financially, we need a zman on that get. Arusa les leperi. There's no reason to make it by Shtar Kedushin. He doesn't get it till Nesuim. Now, Rashi explains why. Why didn't we give the husband the right financially after Kedushin? Look, Rashi. The Chit Tikin Rabbanon Lebaal Mishim Pekuna. Why did the Rabbanon gave the Baal the Peris? He should redeem her if she gets captured. And that doesn't start till a marriage when he writes it into the Ksuba, I will redeem you. If you get captured, so therefore, there's no financial consideration at the time of Kedushin. There's no reason for us to date it.
Is that why we date Ksubas?
What?
Is that why we put a date in the Ksuba?
We put a date in every financial document. But Ksuba is a financial document, correct. Now, if we create a Shibud, we need a date. Yeah. Now, but the second reason was, Mishum Balach Haisai. So we have the same problem. Maybe he'll do Kedushin. And she'll be Mazana. And then when Adam come, she'll pull out and say, listen, this happened after I was Mazana. But I don't require a date that we should know when she was Mekudeshes. So when Adam come in and say she was Mazana, right? And she'll claim that the Kedushin happened afterwards. Because there's no date. Just like we put a date on it so we should know when she got divorced. She shouldn't claim she was divorced earlier. We should put a date on Kedushin. She shouldn't claim that she got Kedushin later.
And then what? I mean, Kedushin later.
She was Mazana.
After
the Zot. Really, he gave the kedushin before. Really, she's chayav misa. But she'll claim I wasn't mekadeshes, and we have no way of proving it because the shtar doesn't say.
Any difference in notes for
Kedushin? No, I don't know, but she gets Gila by Kedushin and Chanuk by Nisuin. Zog to Gemara. El l'man damim shem bas ha-choysoi. Liskin, let's make it takon as man. Why can't we make it takon as man? Zog to Rashi, shem bas ha-choysoi. Shem yei nasa bas ha-choysoi. He might be married to his niece. It's just picking a case. But he's married to somebody that he cares about her life. Because we assume a husband whose wife is Mazana doesn't care if his wife gets killed. But if it's his relative, he does care. But tis the tachtav, it should be mizana. But you read the mamash mishum aboim, and we'll see Adam are coming and getting her in trouble. But yochas aleh, will have pity on her. But yigashana will divorce her. But yoy mekaydim znushat and megidim kvar nizgasha. And the get won't have a date, and they'll claim that the get happened earlier. So liskinami's bishtar kedushin. Shema tisna v'yoy mekaydim kedushin haba. She gave me mizana and claimed that she was mizana before kedushin. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Mishum de'ikin the mekadesh bekaspa be'ikin mekadesh b'shtara lo'itikin rabbanan zman. See, by get, there's only one way to divorce a wife, and that's a get. And therefore, if by writing a date, we cover our bases. By kedushin, you can make kedushin with money. You don't even have to write a shtar kedushin. Right? And therefore, since you can do kedushin with money, by writing a zman on a shtar won't cover kedushin with money. So they'll come and say she's mekadesh, they'll say I did it afterwards. There's no proof.
You can put a date on that.
Can't put a date on money.
But you can put it on a star.
But we don't make a takana that won't cover the whole thing. Since kedushin can be done with money, there's no reason for us to make a takana that won't cover the whole thing. By get, it's a foolproof thing. By kedushin, by star it'll work. By mekesef it won't work. Frech to Gemara, it's not true. Amalei Ravachabed Rav Yisrael Ravashi Va'avda. By an Eved Kanani, when you sell him, the Ikid the Kani Bakasva, the Ikid Bishtara, some buy an Eved Kanani by using money, and some buy a star, but Tikin Rabbanan Bissim Biman, and Rabbanan put in Zman, to know exactly at what point the Eved transfers. Now, if you do it with money, you don't have a proof. The answer is you're right. Sometimes we have a proof, and sometimes we don't, but we cover what we can. Like you asked a minute ago, make the takana by star, even though it won't help us by money, but it'll help us by star. So Rashi, the mechiras eved, the tikin rabbanan zman bechol starei mechira shel eved, kidei leida meizes man yechu peres, he'll get the fruit of the labor of the eved. Peres sade, if it's a field, I'm sorry. And the yikne nichse avdai, and when he'll own the eved. Zok the Gemara, hasam ruba b'shtara, hacha ruba b'kaspa. The answer is most kedushin is done with money. A ring gives a kedushin. Very few are done b'shtar. By eved, sales of land and avadim, most is done by shtar. So we cover a majority of cases, it's important to us. To cover a minority of cases, we're not going to make it takana. That is answer number one. So again, what is zel b'kedushin excluding? If you have a shtar kedushin without zman, there is no psul drabanan. There was no takana of zman by shtar kedushin. Even though there is one by get, it doesn't apply for kedushin. Because if you learn the reason for get is financial, it doesn't apply for kedushin because there's no financial. And if you learn the reason is we don't want them to cover, well, by kedushin, most kids are done by money anyway, so they didn't bother with that takana. That's the first answer to Gemara.
Wouldn't she have the star?
What?
Wouldn't she be the one that held the star?
So let's do the Gemara. Vibay Seima Mishim Dlay Absher. Putting a time on the kedushin wouldn't help. Why? Hey Chilavet, what should we do? Should we put it next by her? Who holds the star kedushin? She does. Right. So she's going to hold the kedushin. Machkala. She'll erase the time. She'll erase it. She'll erase the zman and claim it happened afterwards. What are we going to do? Kill her? We can't kill her. We instituted a zman. And if not, it's puzzle. So it's possible. So we can't kill her anyway. Again, we're giving a different answer now. We're saying even by shtar, it won't help us. Even if we insist on having a zman on the shtar, it wouldn't do anything as far as proving the time of the kedushin.
And
we know she's mukadasha.
I understand.
So we know. So now she wants to prove. She wants to claim that the kedushin happened afterwards. So by writing a zman on the shtar, that would eliminate that ability. Dr. Gemara, no, it wouldn't, because she would erase the time. She would cut it off.
So, but that topples the whole shtar.
So Adarabha, she doesn't mind not being mukadashas. She doesn't lose.
But we have chazaka now.
Now what?
She was married to this guy.
Through a shtar. Fact to Gemara. So Lim Chagabedi Day, let him hold the shtar kedushin. He might cover for her. He doesn't want to get killed. So he'll erase this month. Let's make the Edom hold the Shtar Kedushin. If they remember when it was, they can come and tell us. If they don't remember, they can't testify based on what they read in the Shtar. They might see it written and come and testify. Can't do that. They have to remember the testimony. They can't come and say, oh, we saw in the star. No, that doesn't work. They were. So that's the kasha there. So we'll get there in a minute. Zokta Gemari Yachi Gaba Gerishinami Nehmehuch. So Baget, she can also erase the time. Zokta Gemari Hasam Latzala Didokasi Hacha Lechaiva Didokasi. It's very simply. The time of... If she erases the time on the get, she's going to look bad. She was an ashesish. She has a get without a time. And people are going to say, it's a puzzle a get. Well, that's worse for her. Then she's an ashesish. She's afraid to erase the time on the get. Because even though this time is incriminating, erasing the time is also incriminating. And people will say, the get was no good. Again, she's not alarmed. In her mind, erasing the time of the get, people will say, it's not a kosher get. Then she's worse off. Whereas by kedushin, they'll say, it's not a kosher kedushin. Great. This man, this man is for her benefit. She views this man as a positive, because if she erases it, she thinks it's worse.
She's a smart.
Bashi. Dr. Ashi, Lilchay Gabe Edim, my Mahani, Idchi Reim Esav Kedushin, Afilein Akasa Mishtar Masil Asudai. If they remember it, even they without a star, they can testify. Right? Elod Hachi Amid Mahani, the Zimun Dloy Chiri, they won't remember, because he mixava, they'll read it, Vasim Masadi. My love Edis, too, that's not a good Edis. They have to remember it, not have it written down. What are you going to put it by? She'll erase it. We're not afraid she's going to erase it. The chiyasi sadi dizinso. When Adam come in and say she was mizana, Eloi Maisi started the garcha. She won't bring a get that she was divorced. Right. Now, Teretz says she'll erase it. But she thinks if she erases it, she makes it worse. So she won't erase it. Eloi Tikkun Rabban on the Zman, had there not been a Takan of Zman, have Matilach Buyala. He could have written a get and covered it with Tzrekele Ketlinula. Abahashta, the Tikkun Rabban on the Zman, Eloi Maisel, Amakvinula Chazaka Ketlinula. If she doesn't bring the get in, she's in bad shape. Teretz says she'll bring the get in. But she'll cut the Zman off. Cut the Zman off. She thinks they're going to say to me, hey, what's going on over here? They'll say, you know, the Kedushin wasn't good. Great. That's exactly what you want, that the Kedushin shouldn't be good. So therefore, there was no reason to make Zman. So the Gemara gave two answers why we don't make Zman. One is because most cases people are Mekadosh with money, and therefore there was no reason for us to make the takana. And the second reason is because it won't help us. She can erase it and bring it in erased, and we wouldn't be able to do anything to her anyway. Whereas by get, she could also erase it, by the way. But she doesn't know that. She thinks if she erases the get, she's going to come in with an erased get. She's incriminating herself. That's what she thinks. Whereas by kedushin, she doesn't mind incriminating herself that it's not a good kedushin. That's exactly what she wants. Yes?
A person, A, who sees something, you mean to tell me they can't put in the calendar the day that it happened?
No, they can't testify based on their notes.
They remembered at that time this is...
No. When they testify to Bezin, it has to be from their memory, not from notes. The PM will only be peak 7.
I understand that. What I'm saying is, it's just, it's not like...
Again, the Gemara in Kedusubas gets involved in whether it jars the memory or it's where they read it from. Here we're afraid that they won't remember it and just say it from there.
Also, there's a homily that we should give it to the Aiden to hold. Then no Aiden would ever get involved with this kind of stuff.
Well, maybe they would, maybe they won't. No, why would they think? Why do they care if they start?
Why are you being Matriach me? Was there a spore like that somewhere?
I don't know. The Rav holds all the Gittin. The Gittin today are held by a Rav.
Give it to the...
There was no Bezin that took care of Kedushin. There was no registry. No city files, you know, records.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi, so the principle of chazaka would even be applied in a case of a capital crime. A Beis Din would kill somebody on the basis of a chazaka?
Correct. Hmm? Correct.
Okay.
We are willing to kill somebody on basis of chazaka, unless we have like two Adam against two Adam. So then, would we kill a basis chazaka? Biblically, yes. I think rabbinically, maybe not. But biblically, we kill by chazaka, no problem.
Okay.
The Torah tells us to act with chazaka, and we're willing to kill based on chazaka, correct?
I just thought there were so many stringencies when it came to that particular punishment.
There is, but the Gemara says that that's the one area that the Torah says it's enough to use chazaka to kill somebody.
Okay.
You're right. But that's the halacha. Right, so that's a kasha that's asked. I'm trying to remember the answer. By a star, the halacha is they don't have to testify, they just have to bring the star in. And the star is not considered written edus, it's considered like verbal edus. So why can't we give it to the Edom and they will bring the star in? So the Kasha is asked. I would have to look it up. The Kasha is asked. Let me see if I can find it here. I'm sorry. Oh, it's fine. Hold one second, let me see if I can find it. I'm sorry, I saw Akasha. I saw the answer.
What is the
answer? Doesn't give an answer. See Rit for answer to this question. See Ramadan. That's all of the stresses the Rit's answer.
Do they have 14? How about 16?
And I'm going to bleed that out. I'll discuss it tomorrow. I'll look it up today and I'll look at it tomorrow.